Team, listen up. Today we're breaking down the anchoring drill, a technique that fundamentally transforms your swimming efficiency by completely reversing conventional propulsion mechanics. Instead of trying to push the water backward, you're going to learn how to establish a fixed hand position in the water and pull your entire body forward past it. This approach directly addresses a critical flaw we see in amateur swimming. Right now, most of you are wasting approximately 91% of your energy on inefficient movements, with only 9% actually contributing to forward motion. By mastering the anchoring technique, you capture that lost energy and dramatically improve your performance, which is absolutely critical for long-distance and triathlon events. The core of this drill lies in optimizing your catch phase. Remember, the catch accounts for just 20% of your stroke technique, but it generates up to 80% of your total propulsion. Success here requires establishing an early vertical forearm position where your hand and forearm function as a single, stable surface. When you lock that position in, you create maximum water resistance, allowing you to maintain constant pressure throughout the entire stroke cycle. This isn't about relying on isolated arm strength. The technique demands core rotation and hip drive. By distributing the workload across those larger muscle groups, you delay fatigue and significantly increase your distance per stroke, which reduces the total number of strokes you need to cover race distances. For Ironman triathletes, this kind of efficiency is non-negotiable. That 2.4-mile swim segment demands serious energy conservation to preserve your strength for the subsequent bike and run. Anchoring mechanics distribute physical stress across your entire body, preventing the early muscle fatigue that typically derails long-distance performances. Additionally, this drill builds critical stroke stability for open water conditions. By synchronizing your catch timing with your hip rotation, you maintain consistent forward momentum despite waves, cross currents, and pack swimming chaos. The technique also develops your proprioceptive awareness, allowing you to maintain proper hand and forearm positioning without visual feedback. That is a vital skill for murky or crowded race environments. Effective implementation, however, requires a deliberate, slow-paced approach. Speed is secondary to technique. You should practice at significantly reduced speeds to cultivate sensitivity to the water pressure against your palm and forearm. Incorporating specific training tools will enhance this process. Hand paddles with loosened or removed finger straps provide immediate feedback. If the paddle shifts or detaches, it tells you you've lost pressure and aren't anchoring completely. Similarly, fist drills force you to drive closed fists into the glide position and anchor them into a high elbow catch, reinforcing core-driven propulsion and whole-arm surface engagement. Wall-based practice also helps internalize the mechanics. Simply press your palm flat against the pool wall and rotate your body past the fixed hand. Your critical takeaways are shifting your mental focus from aggressive stroking to controlled body displacement, prioritizing early vertical forearm alignment, and integrating core rotation into every single pull. Your training should emphasize quality over quantity. Use super slow drill sets to reinforce proper neuromuscular patterns without inducing cardiovascular fatigue. By mastering these mechanics, you will achieve a more economical stroke, greater open water confidence, and the sustained energy reserves necessary to excel in endurance triathlons. Let's get to work